You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know how we every once in a while see news stories about, you know, how scientists have said something is good for you, and then a year later other scientists say no, it's bad for you. We've heard the whole thing about drinking alcohol in moderation, and there's also this whole thing that, you know, if you drink one glass of red wine a day, it's really good for you. Well, now there's a new study coming out of the UK with something like 25,000 people that they studied. And they're saying even moderate drinking, any little bit, is bad for your brain.
Oh.
Sorry, Jared.
So is it's everything. Everything is.
25,000 people they studied.
All right, fine. I'm still going to crack open a Michelob Ultra on a Saturday night. Sorry.
I'm not sure that counts as alcohol. They say it leads to lower gray matter density. It might affect the little connections between your synapses, your neurons up there.
I will say I've cut out alcohol a lot, if not completely. I mean, an occasional beer here and there over the past 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good. And it's not like I'm an alcoholic and I was drinking like crazy, but you know, you'd have a few drinks on Friday and Saturday, nothing for the week. But talk about like a huge contributor to weight gain. I felt it and I was starting to feel it. I was like, no more. And you watch the pounds just fly off when you stop drinking.
When I cut out sodas about 6-7 weeks ago, it's been almost 2 months since I've had a soda. That took away one of my favorite cocktails because I am a whiskey diet guy.
Yep.
And I went back to just drinking like a glass of wine maybe every other day or something.
Sure, which is better for you, supposedly. Bad for your brain, good for your heart.
Maybe a little bit later we can talk about, there's something else in the study about the whole perception of how drinking wine makes, you know, helps your brain. They have an interesting answer to that, but it might take more time, and we'll talk about it later. Right. What else is trending?
Well, one of the big trending celebrity news is the full trailer for the Friends reunion dropped yesterday, and people online are saying that they were crying their eyes out when they saw it because it was so good to see them all back together again, and oh, they've all changed so much. And I saw it. I didn't cry. It was cute. You know, it looks fun. Now, here's the thing. The entire cast did sit down with People Magazine to talk about the upcoming reunion, and they did a little video, and they posted it online, and everyone's really concerned about Matthew Perry. He is not looking well at all. He was hunched over most of the interview. When he spoke, he was very lethargic, very slurry, had a vacant stare at some points, just kind of staring off into the distance.
Yeah, I watched it. And I see exactly what people
look
are talking
well,
about.
But you know what? Dude has had a history with alcohol and drug problems.
Yeah,
and
that's substance
it's
abuse.
Sad.
The
so
substance
sad.
Abuse issues he's had may be playing a part in this because he doesn't look
think
right.
So he does not look right at all. So bless his heart, man. Bless his heart. You know, the fame got to him. And then when that job ended, I think it really got to him. They didn't have that Friends check coming in every month, and went off the deep end. I feel really bad for him. He looks bad.
I agree, and I don't want to be. This is not meant to be mean. It's just as me, a regular guy. Mm-hmm. I don't have a superstar actor's body.
Yeah.
It also made me feel kind of good to see Joey.
Joey has plumped up, hasn't he?
Joey has put on a few pounds, and
yes,
he looks more like a regular guy now.
Joey was always like the good-looking, studly guy in that show, and he's rocking the dad bod now.
Yeah.
Big time.
Bod plus, I think.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, the full trailer dropped. All you have to do is go on to YouTube and search that, and you'll find it. The fine people at Goodwill want to make a small request of everybody donating. A lot of people were donating over the pandemic because, you know, as they're taking time to clean out their house and declutter. But right now, Goodwill is saying, please stop donating trash. Yeah. Stop donating furniture with missing pieces or missing legs or just boxes full of general junk, because believe it or not, they have to pay to get rid of all that garbage, which takes money away from things like job training for them and keeping their prices low at a Goodwill. One rep for the Goodwill said that if your, quote, judgy mother-in-law would say it's trash, it's probably trash.
Very funny and very true.
Very
I've
spot
had that
on.
Debate with myself before when I was going to take some stuff and mm-hmm. donate. And I've said, really, is this...
Do I want
to... Like, it wasn't furniture with a missing leg.
Right.
But it was still something I'm like, am I really making a donation or am I just getting rid of garbage?
Absolutely. You got to go through that stuff, you know.
So you have
be
to
kind.
Have, you know, you have to have... It's ethically not the right thing to do.
Right,
so.
Right. And then real quick, this is kind of a crazy number to me. I feel bad for everybody that has allergies. We talked to a guy yesterday on the show that had an onion allergy. Mm-hmm. He couldn't eat anything with allergies. But I think this one might just be the general seasonal allergies. Check this out. Over the course of your life, you're going to spend $16,000 dealing with your allergies, like pills, treatments, Kleenex.
Crazy, man. That's a lot
Isn't
of money.
Isn't that a big number, man?
I've never heard you talk about allergies. Do you deal with those?
I don't.
Yeah, I have no allergies to anything.
I feel very thankful because I know when that pollen starts flying, people are like, you know, snotting out everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, my heart goes out to people who have to deal with that, and maybe they hate us because you and I are like, no allergies to anything.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. Burger King has officially started up their chicken wars with everybody else now. The chicken sandwich wars. They're releasing a new chicken sandwich called the Cha-King. It's a giant piece of chicken served on a potato bun with pickles and a savory sauce, Dom. I'll eat anything with a savory sauce.
Hells yes.
Hells yes. See a picture of it. It's on our Facebook. It's impressive.
These various chicken sandwiches, the chicken, like you mentioned, is so large that doesn't it make you wonder if they're getting it directly from Costco?
Right.
Because those Costco chickens are abnormally
large. The
chicken
breasts at Costco are like three normal-sized chicken breasts.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're using for some of these sandwiches.
Those chickens are juicing big time. They're all roided out. All right, let's do clickbait quickly.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link today where somebody asked 2,000 Americans to name the top things that make you feel sophisticated. I feel classy. Pretty solid list. I also posted it on my Facebook if you want to chime in on this. I'll give you a couple, like wearing expensive clothes, Dom, with your $200 jeans, going to museums, having an opinion on the stock market. Personally, for me, it's buying the extra toasted Cheez-Its. That's when I feel classy.
You're all classy.
Spending that extra 49 cents.
I wrote something about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today, too. And my comment was, yes to museums, depending on the museum.
True.
Because if you're going to the Fluffernutter Sandwich Museum.
Not so sophisticated.
Uh-uh.
Find the whole list on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.